We're a young group again this year. You know, we brought in a veteran, Mike Williams, and obviously, you know, young guy, but Sammy Watkins, I mean, obviously he's everything that everyone expected him to be. You know, I think that this group this year has got a lot of talent, you know, up and down the roster, and, you know, a lot of playmakers on this team. So I think, you know, this team is, or this wide receiver group is, you know, eager to get on the field and be able to make some plays.
Well, you've been making some plays yourself this year. Can you talk about, you know, what have you worked on from last year up until this point?
I think it's, you know, being in this system for my, you know, this will be my second year. You know, I think that plays a big part in it. You know, being with EJ, you know, again, you know, this will be my second year with him. You know, especially, you know, being playing out of the slot, you know, a lot of that has to do with chemistry with him and timing and all that stuff. So, you know, the time is, you know, can only help us. And, you know, I think, you know, we're getting to that point right now in camp where we're starting to build that chemistry and, you know, we're starting to feel that and starting to click as, you know, as a group and as a core.
I know he hasn't, maybe he has, but I don't know if he's expressed it to you as verbally, but I mean, on the field, on the practice field, or even on the game field in the preseason, I mean, EJ's made no secret that he's looking at you a lot on third downs. I mean, how reassuring is that for you, knowing you've instilled a measure of confidence in your quarterback that he can come to you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, for me, I mean, that's a big part for me, you know, just to, you know, be a trustworthy guy on the field. So obviously, if I want anyone to trust me, it'd be our quarterback. And when I'm on the field, and you know, if he trusts me, you know, to be in the right spot and win on my routes, you know, that's huge for me, because then I, you know, can only help our offense and help EJ, you know, especially on third downs, because that's a huge, you know, we've stressed that a lot this offseason and going into camp. You know, we need to be better on third downs, and that's, you know, plain and simple. You know, there's certain percentages, you know, we need to be a certain percentage to make playoffs this year. And you know, that's what we're striving to be. So, you know, if EJ and me, you know, if we have a, you know, a good connection and our, you know, like I said, our chemistry is good on third downs, I mean, hopefully, you know, that'll help us get to our goal.
What are your expectations of these joint practices? We haven't seen it in several years. Maybe not, what are your thoughts on?
Yeah, I mean, this is it'll be a new experience for me. So, you know, it's going to be, I'm expecting it to be, you know, a physical couple of practices. You know, we went up against them last year, and they're a pretty physical team. You know, but I expect us to go up there and get some good work in. You know, it'll be nice going against a different defense, you know, for these next 2 days, and then obviously leading up into the game. So, you know, I expect us to, you know, go up there with the same attitude that we've been going out here every single day in camp.
What are your expectations for the season? I mean, you mentioned it. You're talking about the playoffs. What do you guys talk about?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, since we came in here in the offseason, you know, that's the number one goal that we've set, and that's the first thing that we talk about is we want to be a playoff team. And we have certain goals and things that we want to get to the playoffs. And as an offense, you know, the first thing is we got to be better on third downs. And then the second thing is we got to be better in the red zone. And if we can be better in those two phases, you know, that's going to help us get to the playoffs and be able to finish a lot of those games that maybe we weren't able to finish last year. So that's also another, you know, huge, you know, a key emphasis is finishing games. And, you know, if we were able to finish these games, you know, and put teams away in the first quarter, you know, we're going to get to the playoffs.
Robert mentioned finishing too. As far as an entire team goes, finishing those division games, where do you guys see yourselves fitting into the AFC East and competing there?
You know, I mean, in the AFC, I mean, I think that, you know, last year, I mean, we compete with every single team that we play in the league, and there's no doubt about that. I mean, we got a talented team, and we got a lot of, you know, a lot of playmakers on this team. I mean, our defense is probably one of the best in the league, and I think that our offense is getting to there. And I think coming around the season, you know, I think the Bills and ourselves, we're going to be the team to beat in the AFC East, because, you know, once we come out there and prove that, you know, we're able to play and we've gotten better in those couple of phases, especially on offense, you know, I think that, you know, this AFC East has got something else coming for them.